Ladies and gentlemen, if I could speak to you for just a moment.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Easy now.
Back it up, back it up.
I go away from people. I don't go near people. I don't chit-chat.
Right now, our best defense has been social distancing.
So distancing.
You should start distancing yourself.
Distancing myself?
You know what? You're right. It is distancing.
We're your social distancing morning show.
So, back off 6 feet and enjoy this show.
The Mixed Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson. Starts now.
Monday. Good morning to you. I'm John. That's Jackson.
Hello.
Good morning, Monroe.
Hi.
Producer Danny, how are you?
Doing well.
How was your birthday? Did it go okay?
Yeah, it went as good as it can be during, given the times, you know.
Jackson, off air, you were talking about getting everyone whose birthday it was and calling them in and what, singing happy birthday over and over. What was the on-air birthday shout out thing? You had this idea earlier on you were mentioning to me.
All I wanted to do was have people call in if it was their birthday. We could just celebrate with them and just have a little on-air birthday party real quick.
And what, we'd just be like...
Well, yay, I figured we could play like a birthday game or something with them.
I don't know why you have to be so rude
about it. Yeah, you're being a real salty Sally about it.
There's no such thing as bad ideas. That's what you say every time you ask us for ideas.
And if there were,
and then
he throws out
an idea, and you're just like, I'm going to trash him for it on the air.
Wouldn't be me. I wouldn't be the one with the bad ideas, John Watkins.
On a Monday, you're going to treat me like this?
Yeah.
You started it.
After a weekend of quarantine and social distancing?
Yeah, I'm starting off pretty salty already.
I just told my wife yesterday, like, by the time this ends, I'm not going to want to leave my house. I think I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to end up like wanting to just be a hermit for the rest. Like, I'm getting pretty cozy with the whole thing.
I'm hoping that'll happen to my husband.
Is he still antsy?
Is he having a hard time? He's so antsy. He'll just look at me like, babe, what should we do? Babe, what should we do? Babe. I'm not your entertainment.
Yeah. Tom?
Go watch TV. Like a normal human being.
He's so bored, though. No, I think my family is giving me Stockholm Syndrome. I think that I'm going to be just like... do you think when it's all over and concerts start, are you going to be running back out to be social, or are you going to take it easy and just dip your toe into the
waters? Honestly don't know, man. Yeah. The thing is, everyone keeps saying the words back to normal. I don't think it will ever go back to the way it was
before.
Depends
what normal means.
Yeah, like it's going to depend on what's available to us, because we just... I don't think the world is going to be so dramatically changed forever that we're going to live the way that we're living now forever, but I don't think that we're going to go back to the way it was before all this happened. There's just no way.
What about you, Danny? What do you think?
Yeah, it's kind of weird to think about. Like, I feel like you can't
don't even know what
grasp
it is.
Like what's going to happen after all of this.
They're asking us to come up with stuff when this all ends, and it is hard because you don't know what the world's going to look like.
Right. What's going to be available to us? Because the thing is, we get all of our stuff from China, and now their cases are just, like, exploding. The numbers keep coming out. And, like, how does that affect our supply chain, you know? Like, it's just crazy all the way around.
Monroe, what do you think?
I don't know. I'd like to be an optimist.
There you go. Thank you, Monroe.
Thank you.
On a Monday.
Optimism on a Monday?
That's what I'm going to pick that ball up and run with it, Jackson.
Just whom do you think you are?
She is our pocket full of sunshine.
Listen, that's pretty sad. You know the world's in a rough place when they look to me.
When Monroe is
the
voice
brightness.
Of brightness and reason in our society.
Ain't that the truth?
Why don't you give us a pocket full of sunshine for a Monday morning?
Okay, this is kind of a quick story, but I don't know if you ever saw the video or not. There was a kid who went into the school, and the intention was that he was going to start shooting people. There was the coach who grabbed him, disarmed him, and then just held him and hugged him.
That video.
The security footage, if you watch it, I mean, you can feel it in this coach that he just grabs the kid and hugs him, and the kid fights him for a second.
Yeah.
And then just gives in and
it's
breaks
so
down
sad.
And starts crying.
Yeah,
and
it really is.
It really was a moment. And you have to wonder, like, what went through that guy's head. But it really was an amazing video. Well, it's just been announced that that coach is going to get the Congressional Medal of Honor for his heroism.
No way!
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And he absolutely deserves
it. That's great,
He absolutely deserves it. That's the right call right there.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a really good story.
Yeah.
Are we still doing the vote for us for our morning show, or did we already lose out to the other show?
No, my friend.
Okay.
It is far from over.
Really?
Well, I don't know about how many votes we have, but I don't know what the numbers are looking like. But by that, what I mean is voting was supposed to end last week. So if you don't know, Our morning show has been nominated for Best Radio Show in Salt Lake through the Best of Salt Lake Awards, which is very, very flattering. We're very excited about that. And they've extended the voting through April 24th because a lot of businesses are having a hard time promoting the vote because, you know, everything.
Yeah.
So they expanded it, and we are asking you very nicely to please go vote for us.
Please
text
do.
The word vote, V-O-T-E, to 844-649-1051. Not just because, obviously, it would be very flattering to win the award.
Yeah.
But also, there's another morning show in this building, right across the hall. Mm-hmm. Biggest morning show in Salt Lake for a long, 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 long time.
Forever.
And they win every year. And every year we have to watch them gloat. We watch a billboard get put up with their faces on it.
My favorite is like when it comes in the mail and they're like, oh, we gotta clear off a spot to put this new one.
Yeah, let me move my other awards aside for this award, okay?
They sound just like that.
And I'm sick of having to avert my eyes in the hallway.
I'm
sick of having to kiss rings.
Yes.
Okay, I'm done with it. I'd like for once to just be the ring kissee, not the ring kisser.
So one time.
Text the word vote to 844-649-1051. We play the birthday game every day around 9:15.
Uh-huh.
And it's one of our favorite games to play. And we never get to the weekend birthdays because it's the weekend and we're off.
Right. It's like having a summer birthday in school, right, John? You never get celebrated in school.
I never ever got a birthday.
I'll bet you didn't.
I didn't.
Did you guys not do like an end of the year for summer parties?
Let me tell you, schools aren't as like as they are nowadays, worried about your feelings.
Uh-huh.
So no.
No.
They did actually all the summer birthdays on one day at the end of school. And it was like, all right, cool, happy birthday. Like you didn't get that special moment.
Right.
So yeah. So we're going to do the celebrity birthday game.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, weekend birthdays. You matter too.
And the way we play is if you're going to try to guess the celebrity's birthday. If you go over, you are out. So it's always better to go under. We play Price is Right rules. Monroe, you did win on Friday afternoon, but 9 o'clock. So we'll start with you. A happy birthday to Jamie Lynn Spears.
Oh,
yes. Zoe 101.
Yeah.
Danny, get out of my head.
So I forgot about Zoe 101.
I forget, too, that Danny and I are closer in age than I am to either one of you.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of the same references.
Jamie Lynn Spears, she actually has written a bunch of country songs that have gone to number one.
Good for her.
She's had a nice career there. Had some tragedy with a child a few years ago. Jamie Lynn Spears, how old is she, Monroe?
I'm going to say Jamie Lynn is 34.
Danny.
35.
Jackson.
You guys are going way over. Yeah. I remember she was right around my age. She might just barely be 30.
You all went over. No points. 29.
Oh. We're exactly the same age.
Dang.
Ah! Boo!
Happy birthday to illusionist David Blaine.
Oh.
David Blaine.
What's he been up to lately?
Didn't
he say that he was doing some big special and then never did anything?
Wasn't he the guy that like suspended himself above New York in a plexiglass?
That was his whole thing, or he
and it didn't work.
He get put buried him in, alive
or in ice. And that was what he was all about. More than say others who were more into like sleight of hand, he was into the look what I can do.
Like the David Copperfield.
No, David Copperfield is your magician.
He's an illusionist?
He's your showman.
Yeah,
David Copperfield. He's an actual illusionist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not an escape artist.
David Blaine, it's his birthday. How old is he, Danny?
57.
Jackson.
Ooh, that's probably a really good guess. I'm going to say, I think you went over, though. David Blaine's 52.
52. Monroe.
I'll take my chances. I'll go $1, Bob.
$1, since we're playing Price is Right rules, means that she thinks that both went over, except for her. Ann Monroe is right. David Blaine is 47. She gets a point.
Good. Come on. There we go.
Happy birthday to Robert Downey Jr.
RDJ. He is a huge fan of quinoa. I don't know why, but if you look, like, celebrities that meet him, I guess he likes to talk to them about quinoa.
as in
the food?
Yeah.
You know why? Because that's the safest thing that he can talk about without getting back into trouble. Here's the thing. I'd like to point out that before the Avengers, before Iron Man came into his life, everyone looked at Robert Downey Jr. as like a total scumbag.
That's why
he was a real dirtbag.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I do feel like...
Didn't he fall asleep in his like neighbor's yard or something?
Yeah, broke into the house. That's why I do feel like Lindsay Lohan could be back on top.
That's what
easy.
I mean.
Look at Robert Downey Jr. He is that successful.
He got one role and it changed everything for him.
How old is he, Jackson?
Ooh, older. Is he in his 50s yet? Yeah, yes. 52.
Monroe.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think he's that much older. No, you might have gone over. You might have gone over.
That's the thing. I wasn't sure if he was in his 50s or not yet.
I'll say 49.
49. Danny?
50.
50. 55. Jackson gets the point.
Good
job. He looks great.
Tied up. One more to go. A happy birthday to Craig T. Nelson. If you're saying, who is Craig T.
Coach.
Coach.
Hey, Coach.
Coach.
Hey, Coach.
It was a sitcom back on in the 90s. He's the voice of Mr. Incredible.
Oh, okay.
So that's how this generation would know him as. He also plays the dad now in a bunch of different...
He's just the dad.
Yeah, he's the dad guy.
In The Proposal? Is that the one with Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
The dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Betty White's son.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Craig T. Nelson.
Okay. That actually helps a ton.
He was a stand-up comic back in the day as well. How old is he, Monroe?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that he is a... 63.
Danny.
70.
Jackson.
Ooh, 70 is, I think, a little too old. I think 63 might be a little too old, but I don't want to... 64.
He is 76. Danny gets the point.
Good job.
No one wins at all today.
Wow, why?
That has never happened before. We love to do this on Monday. We look at all the crazy stories that are out there. We tell them to you, and we call it...
Hey, Dummy!
For example, in Florida... Of course.
Yes. Tell me all about it, baby.
There's a county in Florida that is saying there can be no open burning right now because there's an increase of fires. It's a dangerous time. It is not rain season yet. So you're like, hey, be cool about this whole thing. Well, this family decided to, you know, have a gender reveal party and do it by blowing up a box. And when the box blew up, it would either have blue ash or pink ash come out of it.
Oh, man. I bet I know what it was.
And they were like... Fire in the hole!
Okay.
I'm not sure which gender was revealed, but I am sure a 10-acre fire did occur.
You dummies.
And officials are saying we're in the middle of a COVID-19 issue with our response teams, and now we're trying to put out this fire.
We don't have
well.
The manpower to spare right now. Because that's the problem now. Every EMS worker... is also the firefighter.
So the family were given a $500 fine.
That's it.
I know. I feel like I would have been okay with jail time, to be honest with you. To which we say,
Hey, dummy!
All right. So with Jackson's Saturday morning cereal, we learn a lot about people and how to get away with murder. Like how to get away with crimes. Like people
Sardine
get away
oil.
With stuff all the time. And so when they finally solve... these, like, decades-long crimes, it's a big deal, right? Well, this just happened in Cascade Township, Michigan. It's actually a 17,000-person town just on the outskirts of Grand Rapids. Cops finally busted this criminal that they've had for 17 years. They solved this case. It was 17 years old, and it keeps happening, this crime. And I'm talking about a serial flasher.
Oh,
out of 17,000 people, it took them 17 years to solve this case of this serial flasher. But he would expose himself on people's porches or in front of their businesses even, knock on the window, and, you know, then, like,
take
run away.
Take a look at this.
Yeah. Hey! You ever been flashed? It's so awkward.
You've been flashed?
Yeah, I have. And no. I didn't know what to say. He was looking at me like, yeah, see?
Uh-huh.
And so I said... do you have a match? Because he was naked?
That's what she went with. That was her go-to.
Wow. In all fairness, how do you respond to something like that? You know, when you see that, when you see some junk unexpectedly, like your mind kind of goes blank for a second.
I know. So I just was like, hey.
All right. Not flash. You ever been nude in public?
Have I ever been nude in public? Yeah. In what context?
Like, did you ever go?
I don't like how many questions you're asking around here.
You ever streak or skinny dip?
Oh, I've gone skinny dipping.
Skinny dipping? Yeah.
Yeah. There are hot pots up in Ogden. I don't think you can get to them anymore. On 12th Street, they're just naturally occurring hot springs right next to the river. So me and my friends used to go skinny dipping there all the time. Like, we'd leave high school, we'd leave our school, and immediately go skinny dipping. Like, that was what we did with our afternoons for, like, a while. Couple months, I would say. Just a bunch of naked underage kids hanging out on 12th Street.
To keep me from going into HR, I'm just going to... Anyone else want to share a story?
Yeah. Quick.
No?
No, not I.
I used to skinny dip all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, you're a California dude.
You're by the beach.
Yeah, we go in the ocean.
You're beach, nude. Dude. Okay. Well, anyways, 54-year-old Stephen Pastor was finally busted because they were able to catch his license plate on a security camera.
That's how he was caught?
Yeah. So he was targeting, like, one woman in particular.
Oh,
so she had security cameras.
Yeah.
Posted. And then they finally got him. And then he just confessed. He's like, dude, this has been going down since 2003.
That is a long time.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, for that, come on, dude. Mm-hmm. Find a better way to entertain yourself.
I agree.
We gotta say, hey, dummy!
All right. My story comes to us from Los Angeles. There was a train heading toward the port of Los Angeles, and it derailed. And it was really scary. Obviously, a train derailment is always pretty messed up, right? And it happened to be, this area is already kind of on high alert, because this happened only 250 yards away from the U.S. Navy hospital ship Mercy.
Kidding.
So you've seen the videos and the photos of them towing Mercy in. Mercy, if you don't know, is an 1,100-room hospital floating in the ocean. Like, there wasn't enough doctors to treat patients in the hospitals in L.A. with COVID-19 that they had to bring in the special floating hospital that the Navy hangs on to during war times. So that's where we're at here. So everyone in the area is like, oh my gosh, first we have this enormous hospital floating around, and there's a train derailment. This is chaos right there.
Wow. Yes.
And LA doesn't handle chaos well. I would say, in general, on the whole, the residents of Los Angeles do not respond well to chaos.
No.
You could do some research into what I'm talking about if you're interested. Now, the train conductor is 44-year-old Eduardo Moreno. Nobody was hurt in the derailment. It was all fine. And in fact, when investigators talked to Eduardo, they found out that he actually wrecked the train on purpose.
I'm sorry?
What?
He intentionally derailed it.
Why?
Now you think, okay, maybe there was a car or a person or something on the tracks, and they're not supposed to derail it, but of course when you see something like that, you do whatever you can, blah, 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 blah,
yeah.
Right? Oh, no. Oh, no, no. He acknowledged in two separate interviews with law enforcement that he derailed it because he didn't trust the hospital ship Mercy. He saw it. He didn't like the way it looked. He wanted to wake the people up. He's like, listen here, folks. You think this is a hospital? This is actually a military installment.
Wake up, people.
And the government's taken over. And he's like, his exact words, when the FBI, because the FBI had to get involved, asked him what's going on. He said, I have to find it. It's so crazy. He said, you only get one chance. The whole world is watching. I had to. People don't know what's going on here, and now they will.
Oh, my God.
Everyone knows what's going on there. We know what the boat is. Yeah. We know it's a boat to help sick people. You don't have to wake us up to anything,
dude.
You idiot. He reminds me of all those dummies who have their YouTube vlog channels where they just hold a phone while they drive in their truck and they talk about their conspiracy theories. This is that guy. So he did. He derailed the train so that it brought attention as to what was going on next to that Navy hospital.
What a dummy.
And he doesn't apologize for it. He doesn't feel like what he did was wrong.
No.
He just feels like I needed to do this to take down.
Anyone else in my position would have done the same thing.
But now he's being charged with one count of train wrecking. That is a charge that you can get. One count of train wrecking.
Oh, my gosh.
How long?
Dude, listen, bucket list item. I'm just throwing it out there. If I could get arrested for being a train wreck, I mean.
Oh, Monroe. I mean, top notch. Yeah. Top notch. I don't know how long he's going to be in for.
Okay.
I couldn't find. I tried to look up what the recommended sentence or something like that is. Could not find it anywhere. He might be the first person to get charged with train wrecking.
True.
For getting being the first person charged with train wrecking, we're going to call this guy a big ol'.
Hey, dummy!
We do have more Dua Lipa downloads coming up at 7:30 this morning with Choose the News as well. Monroe had to sneak on home. It's kind of a weird week because it's spring break. In the middle of quarantine?
Yeah, whatever that means. There are no rules anymore is the thing.
I know. And so, like, Jen and I last night, we were coming up with, like, lesson plans for the week for the kids again. Mm-hmm. So we had 1 week of this new Canvas system with the teachers. Mm-hmm. And it went really well, and it was, like, a learning process.
Well, that's good. And now I know someone who works in tech support for Canvas, and it does not sound like it's going very well for anyone.
I think a lot of people are having to learn a new system.
Yeah.
And it does. I'm in school. I go up. I'm in online at the U, and we use Canvas.
Oh, right.
So it's kind of been pretty easy for me to teach the kids that.
Mm-hmm.
So all last week we do that, and then it's spring break this week.
And you got to forget it all again.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have to reteach them as soon as this is over.
Next week. I know. And my kids are like, I don't understand what's going on. And I'm like, join the party.
Yeah, bud. I got some news for you. No one knows what's happening right now.
No one knows what's going on. So we're going to have to just balance out all of our work schedules this week. Which I think is normal, right? That's what we're all doing.
Yeah. I mean, I think that we're all... I think we're all just trying to get through it, man. Whatever's happening right now, man. But y'all got to start acting right because I saw some pretty terrible behavior this weekend from everyone involved.
You saw someone? There's a public drinking fountain.
Yes, there's a natural spring at Liberty Park. I don't know if you've ever been there, but it's just a continuously flowing. It looks like a big stone drinking fountain.
Yeah.
And because I go for a walk at Liberty Park pretty much every day, so I see this fountain. I was like, man, I can't believe the city has not yet, like, disabled this.
Yeah.
I can't believe people are, like, still drinking out of it. It's nonsense. So they put a fence around it, and I noticed it on Friday. Yesterday, I go for my walk, and some b-hole had gone through and cut the fence down.
Oh, come
on. Opened it up and scrawled out a message about how COVID-19 is a big conspiracy and how you sheeple need to open your eyes. I can't believe it. I can't believe we're still here. It's been months.
Let me tell you what it really is.
It's
the reptilian
months.
People who live underneath the surface.
Guys,
that's what you got to be worried about.
Will you all go? Listen, here's what I recommend.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of grandmas listening to a lot of conspiracy blogs.
Uh-huh.
What you need to do is you need to go to your grandma's house and unplug her router. She'll have no idea how to fix it, and that'll keep her from watching too much stupid news.
I couldn't agree more. Just fighting my parents to stay inside.
They don't listen.
Keeping my parents inside is more difficult than keeping my 6-year-old and 8-year-old.
It really is.
Inside. And I'm like, this does not seem
I'm
to
old,
make...
and you're not going to tell me what to do.
Like, I'm trying to save
Come
you.
On.
I really am.
Yeah.
All right, since Monroe's out.
I got a pocket full of sunshine. I got a love. And I share a little pocket full of sunshine with the world. Do, buddy.
I actually think it's such a sweet story. There is a woman in Indiana who recently took a job working at her mother's nursing home so she could spend time with her during the coronavirus pandemic.
Mm.
Yeah, she says, look, she knows who I am. She knows my name. But everyone else there, she could not. She doesn't know their name. She's kind of a little confused. She's at like a dementia ward.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, so I deliver meals. I get to play games with all the residents, including my mom. And I get to bring joy to everyone.
That's really sweet.
I know.
Yeah.
Like trying to find a way in, and she found a good way to do it the safe way.
Right.
And still be with mom.
The proper way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that story.
Really cool.
7:22 as we get back to Jackson. Showbiz beat.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
You were so excited about something.
So here's the thing. Yeah. We're all stuck in our houses, and we're all really tired, right? Everything's exhausting and terrifying all at the same time. And the only thing that has really gotten me through all of this, number one, I had crawfish babies. So I got to take care of my crawfish babies.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. I'm a very proud mother.
Your new tank that you're building looks fantastic.
Just wait for it. That's on 4 photos from the weekend if you'd like to go to Instagram. Here's the thing about crawfish babies. This is not what the showbiz beat was supposed to be about. But the thing about crawfish babies is that if you don't give them enough places to hide and enough food, they'll just eat each other. So I had to build them a whole tank from scratch, like fabricate it so that there were plenty of hiding places so that nobody ate each other.
That's dark.
It's a whole thing. Good morning. But that is not what I'm here to talk about, because baby crawfish are getting me through the quarantine, but also every episode of 90 Day Fiancé. I'm telling you, I've talked about it a lot on this show.
Uh-huh.
I just keep promoting it because it is the best show on television.
It's in the as the seasons go on, it gets better and better.
Well, and not only the seasons of 90 Day Fiancé, but they've been on so long now, and it's like TLC's biggest moneymaker. They have a new spinoff, like, constantly.
Yeah.
So they have Before the 90 Days, where they're just dating. They have The Other Way, where American couples move across to be with their fiancés in another country. There's just a million of them. Well, there's another new spinoff coming our way. So if you don't know, the premise of 90 Day Fiancé is that you meet a foreigner and you try to bring them to the U.S. through what's called the K-1 visa process. And you have 90 days to get married after they get here because it's a fiancé visa. If you don't get married, they got to go back to their country.
Yep.
So that's the premise. Well, after that, they follow up with couples all the time through a few different spinoffs. Well, they have a new spinoff coming out called Self-Quarantined. 90 Day Fiancé, Self-Quarantined. So here's the thing. They can't be filming right now. No one can film, and no one can fly internationally. So they can't really do it. So what they've done is they're going back to visit 40 previous contestants, 40 previous participants, and they're going to webcam in and just check in on how they're doing. So like, well, let's go to Angela and Michael, and Angela's going to be sitting there screaming about him being a liar. It's going to be a whole thing. I am so excited. So it says, quote, for the couples featured across the 90 Day Fiancé franchise, their relationships have been tested by distance, cultural and religious differences, skeptical families, and much more. Now, like the rest of the world, their lives and love are facing an unfathomable challenge of the global coronavirus pandemic. Our crew is not near them physically at all, but they will be helping them remotely. So, I mean, best news of my life.
Do we know any of the couples that...
I know Danielle's going to be on there.
Okay.
I don't know if Mohammed will
be. That's what I was wondering.
But I'd imagine he will be.
There's no way he's not.
Yeah, he's got to.
Yeah.
I'm sure Darcy's going to show up. Oh. Jesse just loves being on TV, so Jesse will be there.
It's going to be great.
You don't know Jesse.
No.
You don't know Jesse or Darcy.
Nope.
You're in for such a treat. No. 90 Day Fiancé Before the 90 Days.
I'm going to. We're
most
watching
important
it tonight.
Thing. Listen, and if you're listening right now, I need you to stop what you're doing and watch 90 Day Fiancé. It's so good. Speaking of TV shows getting everyone through the coronavirus pandemic, though, Tiger King.
Yes.
So here's the craziest thing. In the show, if you haven't watched Tiger King about the rival zoo owners getting into a big fight, there was a third party who came in and they basically stole the zoo from Joe Exotic.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Jeff Lowe is his name. Jeff Lowe and his wife, Lauren. They went in. They told him, hey, we're going to help you out. We're going to bail the zoo out. I'm such a financial whiz. Just put it all in my name and it'll be fine. And then basically fired Joe and stole the zoo and all of the cats. It was such a power move. It was crazy. Well, Jeff Lowe posted on Twitter on Saturday that Netflix was at the GW Zoo filming over the weekend. So they sent a crew, which I don't think you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
But regardless.
Okay.
Maybe Oklahoma's not sheltering in place. I have no idea.
Who knows?
But Netflix went in there and they said there's going to be another episode. So they're filming and they teased that they talked to Joe Exotic from prison in March. So they might be getting new updated interviews with Joe, with Jeff Lowe at GW. I'd imagine Carol Baskin's going to be in there.
Oh, I'm sure.
And so Netflix is not saying anything. They're being very quiet about it.
Yeah.
But you can't put a camera in front of that many people who love attention and expect them to be quiet about it. So no official word from Netflix, but it's definitely happening. And apparently the new episode is supposed to drop this week.
Oh, so they're rushing this.
Cranking
it out. Well, of course so. Makes sense.
Yeah, because it's the only thing. I mean, strike while the iron's hot, man. It's the biggest thing on TV right now. It is on number one on Netflix, like, every day.
Well, and you got Quibi coming out today, so it's like
you need to fight. And Quibi, I'll tell you, those promos look great.
I know.
Every Quibi promo, you fought it so hard.
I know.
But, man, all those shows look awesome.
I know.
Those shows all look real good. And finally, the executive producers behind The Office are developing a new workplace comedy. But the workplace is your home.
Oh, that could be funny.
Which I think would be really good, right? Because it's just going to be a lot of, like, messed up conference calls. And imagine everything that happens at The Office, but Kevin's making his chili in his own house.
Right.
And stuff like that. The producer said, quote, we're all experiencing the quarantine, but I don't know if we want to go as dark as tackling the virus itself. The challenges of staying sane under quarantine are ours to play with.
It's like Modern Family meets The Office.
Yeah, kind of.
That's kind of what I picture it being.
Yeah, well, I get that. Yeah. That's your showbiz beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate it. We're asking you also, if you have time this week, to go ahead and give us a little vote for the best morning show in Salt Lake City.
That would be great.
If you don't mind.
Yeah.
If you have extra time.
The thing is that they extended the voting, I think, just for us. Yeah. I think we were doing so poorly that they were like, well, we got to give them a couple. We got to give them, throw them a bone. Like, maybe they could pull it off.
So when they did extend it, I actually texted Jackson and Monroe and I said, do you think it's because we were winning? And they were like, we can't let this show win.
No, not these guys. That would ruin these turkeys.
That would ruin the good name of Best Of.
See, so, we went opposite directions on that.
Uh-huh. We did.
You're very confident in our abilities.
I'm very positive.
Everyone calls it pessimism, but I like to call it realism. I like to look at reality of things.
So if you don't mind voting for us, text the word vote to 844-649-1051. Jackson will shoot you off a link. It just takes a few seconds. And then, if you can tell a friend.
That would be great.
That would be good as, that would help.
Make as many friends as possible vote for us.
Let's get to choose the news.
Let's do it, buddy. Choose the news, all powered by JBR Clinical Research. And that's it.
Oh, okay.
Normally, gearing up for a whole lot more normally there's like a free wisdom teeth removal or whatever, but that was just JBR Clinical Research.
Thank you, JBR. We appreciate you.
Appreciate it.
Pick the story that you want to hear. It's just between Jackson and myself. Monroe had a sneak on home. Hopefully, she'll be back tomorrow. If you do vote, if you call in, if you text in, we'll put you into a drawing for Dua Lipa's brand new album. We were talking off air this morning about how Dua Lipa has become.
Oh, man.
The next big thing.
Yeah.
And you know why? She's striking right now when everyone else is afraid to release music. Mm-hmm. She's going all in.
All in.
Yeah.
I know. Good for her.
Jackson, your story is?
I always knew that Tinder would kill us eventually, but I didn't think it was going to be like this.
And I've got Beware of Smartphone Pinky. You could call us. You could text us. You get to choose the news. You said you had a vote over on the YouTube stream.
Yeah, I got a vote from Brooklyn for just says voting for Jackson. Oh, so thank you, Brooklyn.
Right. I love when they vote through that as well.
No, me too. I love when they get into little chats.
Oh, yeah.
There are very long discussions that happen in our live stream feed. Yeah. It's very fun.
It's the mixed community is what's happening right there. Over on this side, got one vote for John. I'm curious, or is it clickbait? Well, it's kind of clickbait.
It's always clickbait.
But isn't everything clickbait at this point in time?
Yep.
A few more for Jackson as we tally up the votes here. The winner today at 70% is
Jackson!
Yeah! All right, buddy.
All right.
So here's the thing. We're all supposed to stay home. I don't know how much clearer every doctor and nurse and police officer and firefighter and governor has to make it, but you need to stay home.
I hear what you're saying. But the basketball courts.
No.
Okay.
Nope.
So not there.
Not there.
What if me and about 20 of my friends so that's no?
No.
Okay.
Stay home.
Yes.
For the love of God, people.
If my neighbor opens their garage and we just sit by each other, maybe a few other neighbors come over too and we have like a little potluck out in the front.
Unless you live with those neighbors in your home.
Yeah.
They need to GTFO.
Okay. It's so confusing.
I know. It's so difficult. It's hard for people to understand.
I don't understand the stay home, stay safe.
Well, and you're right there with 78% of dating app users.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because a new survey has asked people, if you found a really great match on Tinder, like you think they might be the one.
Yeah.
Would you risk everything to go see them?
No.
78% of people said yes, they would.
You're a single man.
Yeah.
You're in the dating life.
And they're trying to get me. Listen, they're trying to tempt me. They're trying to get me to leave my house.
Yeah.
And I'm like, listen, you thought I didn't like people before. You thought I didn't like men before this happened.
Uh-huh.
You should imagine how I feel about them now.
So there's people out there right now on Tinder who are just going over to each other's houses.
Oh,
hooking up. Even though we're not supposed to be
doing
that.
You're not supposed to be doing that.
Wow.
Don't cook them a romantic dinner. Don't invite them to your house. Don't let them use your utensils.
78%.
I know. That's the crazy thing. And the people, so the people that they asked, men were twice as likely to do this as women.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
Are you kidding me?
Easy.
I can judge now.
But
let me tell you.
Back in the day. Oh, telling the young John Watkins.
Yeah.
Not to go surfing and patrolling.
Yeah.
To be honest, the number is very surprising, said the people who answered the survey. They were like, certainly I'm the only... So even they know how dumb it is.
Of course.
They're like, certainly I'm the only idiot.
Well, what you're banking on is everyone's being smart but you.
Well,
it's herd mentality of the sense of everyone else is doing it, so it's okay if I break this rule.
Well, and that's the problem, isn't it? Like, that's what we're all getting into. It's just like, well, if I just run to Home Depot this one time, then it's fine. It's not the end of the... Stay home!
Stay safe.
Go home!
And listen to our podcast. I'm Monroe had a head on home. She'll be back tomorrow. It's spring break this week for some school districts, including hers and my family's as well. And so childcare has another wrench in it this week.
Oh, man, compared to last week.
And it's a shame because we're about to do highs and lows.
Mm-hmm.
And highs and lows are something we do where we look back on last week and we celebrate the positive points of the show.
Right.
And the not so positive parts of the show.
I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
I'm kind of our sound keeper around here, and I'm the one that digs for these clips every week. It's a lot easier to find the lows, I would say, than it is to find the highs.
Okay. So that's how it goes, huh?
Typically, I just want to, you and I need to, after the show, maybe sit down and talk about a way where we could even it out a little bit. It's fine to have some lows.
So we're like a 5-to-1 right now?
Yeah, I think that's a good ratio.
Okay, cool.
I think you're about right there.
Awesome. So Jackson grabs the highs and lows, and we play them back for you. And the low that we have, it actually involves Monroe.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, bless her.
So last week we played a trivia game, and it was a Netflix trivia game. I thought with everyone binge-watching so much right now, I would just describe certain Netflix shows, and then Jackson and Monroe would try to figure them out.
Especially since... Monroe and I watch equal amounts of television.
I know.
She says that she doesn't.
I know.
And yet every time we talk, she's watching some new show that she hates, but she has to finish it because she started it.
She only says she doesn't watch it because she lost.
Right.
That's why she says, oh, I don't watch TV. It's like, you were just talking about Outlander.
Yeah. For weeks. And you didn't even like it.
So at the end of the Netflix trivia, she demanded that we come back tomorrow, play another trivia game, and this time we played in Soda.
Well, first she demanded that you show her pictures of Chris Hemsworth body parts, and then
I can't do that.
And then she could guess what body part it was.
That's true.
You know, because pictures are so hard to tell.
So she's like, "I want Soda trivia." I'm like, "Fine, we'll have you and Jackson play." Monroe drinks a lot of soda.
Right.
She is a Diet Pepsi fiend, and we played trivia, and it did not go well.
No.
She lost.
Lost bad. We both did.
Yeah, there were no
winners that day.
No. No one could get any of it right.
Which is why it's the low.
So here you go.
I'm going to call you the winner, but never mind about that. You want to complain?
You're out. How you feeling about soda trivia
though?
Because we got 3 right out of 7.
We should have done the Chris Hemsworth muscles.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd be way better at that.
Chris Hemsworth again.
Uh-huh.
Again is what you wanted.
3 out of 7. And when I say 3, I mean, I don't mean she got 3. I mean, I got 1 and she got 2. Out of 7.
Uh-huh.
Together, we got an F.
It was not good.
No.
But our high, we had Dr. Din on.
Yeah.
And
the doctor's din.
Yeah.
Husband and wife doctor team.
They were
I think are super cool.
And they were so fascinating.
Yeah.
And if you haven't listened to our interview, they talk all about COVID-19 and they talk about kind of what to expect with it and why some of these rules are in place.
Right.
And for me, it really answered a lot of questions that going on social media has just made me very confused about.
And they were so eloquent and they really knew what they were saying without being too scary. Mm-hmm. They were just presenting the facts. So I was very surprised.
Dr. On.
When Dr. Onden had this to say.
Here you go. It's at the very end. Thank you so much for just helping us kind of understand things better because there's a lot of confusion and, man, social media will take you down a dark rabbit hole.
Yeah, and stop buying all the toilet paper.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
Hey, have a great day, okay?
It is not a diarrhea
It's not a diarrhea illness.
So this doctor, who spent 22 minutes on the phone with us, just fantastic. At the end, he wanted to make sure you knew.
It is not a diarrhea.
He was like, just be aware of this much. There you go. The highs and lows of the week. Monroe had to head out after the 6 o'clock hour, but she's back on the phone right now. Good morning, Monroe.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Henry Z.
I was mentioning earlier how it's frustrating in a way because last week was the first week of this Canvas system where we're trying to teach the kids a new way of doing school. And then this week is spring break, so that's all out the window. And you have to create a whole new schedule.
Well, listen, not all of us had it together last week, John. So some of us need a week break before we go at it again.
1 week on, 1 week off for the foreseeable future.
Monroe is actually she's doing a Canvas tutorial all this week, so she'll be ready to go come next week.
Good.
Yeah, and then back to it. So we thought we'd play a game with Monroe. And we're all a big fan of the board game Clue.
Oh, yeah. We love Clue.
And in quarantine, a lot of people are playing different board games. So we're going to play Quarantine Clue right now.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So, Monroe, we want you to find a room in your house. Don't tell us where it is. Just right now, go to that room while you're on the phone.
Down.
Yeah. And let us know when you're there, and I'll tell you the next part of this game.
Okay.
Okay, she's walking. She's making some maneuvers.
I have to go a little bit slow because I don't want to spill my coffee and take a seat.
Okay, perfect. Take your time. We're going to try. You're in a room?
Yeah.
Okay. Jackson and I are each going to be able to ask you one question. You can answer that question, but don't give us any more information than that.
And you have to answer truthfully, too.
Yeah, don't lie to us.
Oh, dang.
And then we are going to try to figure out which room in your house. You know what's funny? You've been around.
Do you have any Pink Panther music or anything?
No, you know, if we should have thought about this,
that. That would have been good.
You want me to do it? Didn't.
And you better do it the whole time we talk.
All right, so she's in some room right now, and we're going to just try to guess. I've never been to Monroe's house. You've been to Monroe's house.
I've been to Monroe's house. I'll tell you what is terrifying about Monroe's house.
Okay.
You walk in the door. Hold on. I'm getting there. You walk in the door, and there's immediately a ledge down into the living room.
Does she have one of those?
A full ledge. I'm like, you're going to fall and break your neck. What are you doing?
Everybody does. Everybody
does. I'm sure
they
do.
Well, you know what? You shouldn't just walk into someone's house like that.
You paid me to be there with your money.
Also, how are you supposed to walk into someone's house?
Yeah.
Cautiously?
I know.
How did you walk into a house with a bucket full of snakes? Is my question.
It's the stupidest thing, and we've thought about just raising the floor, making it all level. But do you know how much money that is?
I'll bet.
Do you know how much time and effort that would be?
We're in a recession right now. Leave her alone.
Oh, you have to tell me.
All right. Do you want to ask the first question?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, go ahead.
All right. So you got to make it a good one, though. I also don't like super obvious questions like, is there a bed in this room? Stop it.
I got it for you. I got it for you.
Thank you. Okay. So I'm thinking, okay. Oh. All right. Is there a ventilation fan in this room?
A ventilation fan?
Because that could be, here's the thing.
Okay.
If I just said fan, she could think I'm talking about ceiling fans.
Yeah.
So she could be like, yes. And I'm like, okay, well, that doesn't narrow it down. But a ventilation fan means kitchen or bathroom.
Okay.
And I'm also, just because it's Monroe, kind of leaning towards bathroom because she would think that's funny.
No one would do, everyone loves potty humor, but someone loves potty humor. And that would be our friend Monroe.
But it doesn't sound echoey, and I'd imagine a bathroom would be more echoey.
Depends how big.
Yeah. Hey, Monroe, what about the extraction fan? You got one in there?
An extraction. Okay, so no ventilation fan.
Okay.
All right. So no bathrooms, no kitchen.
Not that. Okay.
Only get one. Don't mess it up.
I know. Here's what I'm thinking. I'm going into the psyche of Monroe. And it's a dark place to go. And no
it
one
is.
Wants to
it's
go,
a lot right? to... It's like delivering the ring to Mordor.
Yeah, exactly. I'm scared right now.
But a lot of fart jokes.
Everywhere I look.
I think the kids are up. And I think she's in one of the kids' rooms right now. But I'm trying to figure out which kid room.
Which kid
so that's
is
why
it?
I'm trying to pick question.
The kids share a room.
Oh, that's right.
Remember? Even though there's plenty of rooms in the house, they like each other for whatever reason.
Yes. Oh. Okay. Huh. How do I ask this then? Does this room have some sort of bunk bed-esque contraption?
You wasted your question on that.
What?
That's a bad question.
Yeah. That's a bad question.
That was a really bad question.
Answer it.
No.
See,
well,
now
that means it's not the kids' room. Because they have that bunk bed.
Do they have bunk beds?
Yeah, she remodeled it, and they kind of have like that
you're
thing.
You're right, you're right.
Yeah. So it was not a bad question.
Okay, so I am on your side. I'm thinking it's a bedroom.
Okay.
But is it hers or Tom's?
Oh, that's right, because Tom does sleep in a different room than Monroe because we have weird hours.
That's called the office.
Oh, that's considered the office.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to say office.
You're going office?
How are you feeling?
I'm going to a different room.
Do we have to agree?
Oh, I thought we did. No, it's okay. A game.
Okay, great. Oh, we're competing.
We're competing against each other.
Oh, well, then why have I been helping you?
I don't know. Thank you, though. I appreciate it. All right, so you're going to say office?
I am going to say office. Final answer.
No, Monroe's trying to be sneaky and tricky right now. Mm-hmm. So it's got to be something
living
different.
Room, maybe.
Yeah, or like, does she have like a sunroom? Does she have like a room like that? Like,
you know, no.
Does she have anything like that? A lanai?
Listen,
if you will.
I work in radio. I don't have a lanai.
Well, her backyard is a forest that her husband carved a hiking trail into.
I'm saying she didn't go into a room because she's difficult like this, and she's standing in a hallway instead.
You're going to go with hallway.
I'm going hallway because Monroe did not follow the directions as we gave her.
All right. I'm going to say office.
Okay.
You're going to say hallway.
Monroe. Quarantine clue.
Monroe. It did it with the phone in the closet. That sounds terrible.
In the closet now!
Oh.
I knew it wasn't echoey enough.
Again, though, she was being difficult.
She was. Ooh, a closet is a good move, Monroe.
Right?
Well done, Monroe.
Yeah, that's
proud of you.
Yeah.
You nailed it. You got the point.
Well, depending on how spring break goes, we might play Quarantine Clue again with Monroe tomorrow.
Great.
We'll just see where she is.
I love it.
That would be so fun.
All right.
I love games.
We'll see you in the morning.
Bye,
bye,
love.
Monroe.
Okay, bye.
Hey, let's play Mix Home School.
Yeah.
As we say good morning to Ryan. Good morning, Ryan. Oh, I got to push this button over here. Otherwise, we can't hear Ryan. Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Good morning.
Morning. Ryan is in third grade, attends Pioneer Elementary, had spring break last week.
Oh.
Back at it today and ready to play against Jackson in Mix Homeschool Trivia. What do you think of doing all this online classes, Ryan? Do you like it or do you miss going in?
I like it and I also miss going in.
A little bit of both?
Yeah.
Do you watch Mystery Doug ever online?
Oh, yeah, I do a lot.
That's my son Liam's, like, favorite show.
Mystery Doug, huh?
He's like a Mr. Wizard, which I referenced earlier today and no one knew.
Just call him like Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Exactly.
You know what level I'm operating at.
No, I'm sorry. Well, Ryan, here's how we're going to play the trivia game. I'm going to ask you 5 trivia questions. Just do your best and try to answer them. If you can't, that's fine, but Jackson will get to try to steal it away from you, and we'll see who has the most points at the end. You win, and we will buy you lunch from our friends over at Corner Bakery. Corner Bakery Cafe, they're doing curbside service, or you can also find them on Grubhub, cornerbakerycafe.com. Ryan, how do you feel like you're going to do today?
Good.
All right. Very cool.
I like the confidence.
I'm a
That's
big
nice.
Fan. Yeah. Well, Ryan, here we go. Here's question number 1. What month comes after September?
November.
Sorry.
October.
Jackson for the steal.
October. But he gave me the answer.
He did. That's okay. I'm going to do 1 point for Jackson, but shake it off. That's all right. Sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
As we go on to the next one. How many states are in the United States?
10. Did I lose you?
They are nifty.
They are. Ryan, are you still there or did we lose you?
Yeah.
Are you counting them all in your head? Or are you going Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas?
50.
50. That is correct.
Good
a point for
job.
You. Can you do all 50?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know the whole song. I stop after, like, what's my getting to see?
I don't even need the song anymore, man. Now I can just list them.
Really?
Mm-hmm. We'll do that as a thing, maybe on the podcast.
Okay.
Who knows?
I don't think, as we're doing mixed homeschooling, I don't think if I was given a blank outline of the United States, I don't know if I could fill it all out correct.
Can we go against each other? Maybe that's what we should do today.
I don't, Ryan, do you think you could do it?
I don't know. Probably not.
That's a hard one. There's a lot of weird ones. Those 14 original colonies get very confusing. All right, Ryan, here we go. 1 point for you, 1 point for Jackson. True or false, a triangle has three sides?
True.
That is correct.
Good job.
One more point for Ryan over here. So we move on to the next one. How many legs does a spider have?
Eight.
Holy cow.
I got to be honest. I was impressed with how quick you answered that one.
That was great.
Yeah.
Are you an animal kid? Do you like animals, critters like I do?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too, bud.
Let me ask you, what do you think is the appropriate amount of animals someone should have in their house, Ryan?
Say 150.
150.
Thank you, Ryan. Are Ryan you knows. Me? See, it's an appropriate number.
I don't think it is. And finally, Ryan, for all the marbles, what animal has black and white stripes and looks like a horse?
Zebra.
That is correct. And Ryan wins McHomeschool.
Good job, bud.
Ryan, congratulations, buddy. Not only is Corner Bakery Cafe going to get you lunch, we're also going to send you the audio of you playing Mix Homeschool so you can go ahead and share it out with Nana and anyone else in your life, okay?
Okay.
Have a great day at school, buddy.
Bye, buddy.
Okay.
Jackson, let's get to it. Your show biz.
Let's do it, buddy. Okay, so I woke up to news that J.K. Rowling had the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Okay? And I was really concerned because J.K. Rowling is like an idol to me.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that I got like a Harry Potter tattoo. Like, she means a lot to me. And then I read it and she was like, oh, I just was a little sick and I didn't get tested, but I'm pretty sure it's coronavirus and I'm pretty sure I'm going to be fine. It's like, why? Why? She keeps... Here's the thing about J.K. Rowling. I love her, and I love her life's work, and it's going to take a lot for me to turn on her, but man, is she trying. Every time she cracks open Twitter, I feel like I'm just, like, rolling my eyes.
Right.
And now this latest one, I'm like, girlfriend.
Here's the problem with when you do something like this. It discounts how severe COVID-19 really is.
And that's the problem.
And you have people, like, self-diagnosing. Uh-huh. And then they're like, I was fine. And it's like, well,
everything's cool.
You don't know.
Yeah.
You're not a doctor.
Right.
Because I know every time I talk to an actual doctor, they're like, take this serious.
And that's the thing. Like, I'm going to pay attention to the people who have studied these types of things their entire life. I'm not going to listen to, I mean, as great as she is, Wizarding World herself.
Look, she created a great world.
Yeah.
Not knocking her there.
Right. But she's not a medical doctor.
Sure.
So I think she's a doctor of life.
Uh-huh.
A doctor of the hard knocks, perhaps.
Right. Uh-huh.
She grew up poor, too.
Okay.
But she's certainly not a medical doctor.
If I need help with the Dementor, I'll call her.
Absolutely. Yeah. Ridiculous. But there is another one of my childhood idols who actually did have coronavirus.
Oh, no.
Pink. So I've got like two tattoos that are specifically for people, and they are J.K. Rowling and Pink. Yeah. So I woke up to both of these stories today and had a meltdown.
That is a traumatizing morning.
It's a bad morning.
Yeah.
But then I got news that there's a new 90 Day Fiancé spinoff. So I'm all over the place today. Pink says that she and her 3-year-old son were feeling sick and they had COVID-19 symptoms. So luckily, she called her primary care physician and they had tests available. So she went and got tested. They both came back positive and all she had to do was stay quarantined. She's like, it wasn't fun, but we stayed quarantined for 2 weeks, me and my son, and everything passed, and we got tested again, and it came back negative. And then she started, after she got it, she started researching, and she realized how few people get the same opportunities that she did.
Yeah.
And most celebrities, like, yeah, they can go call tomorrow and get a test and whatever. It's not a big deal. They get priority over regular people most of the time. But she called everyone out, and she's like, that is not right. She goes, this is not going to stand. So she donated $1 million to help the front line, help doctors and nurses administer tests and take care of patients. Because she's like, I can't. She's like, we're really lucky. Thankfully, my family, we caught it early. We sheltered in place. She goes, but not everyone can do that. And it's not right and it's not fair. So I think she's gearing up for a big fight against our healthcare system, which good for her, man.
Yeah.
Use your power for good is all I ask.
Well, I think every time we hear about these celebrities going and getting tested first, it makes you go, why?
Especially when they don't need to be tested.
Yeah, they're just worried.
Yeah, they have hay fever or something, or their eyes are a little itchy.
It's frustrating.
Like, I got the Rona. No, you don't. Sit down. This one was for Monroe, but she bounced. Amazon is considering delaying its Prime Day until August because of the coronavirus. Now you're like, why?
Yeah.
Why would they do that? I got on Amazon this weekend because I'm building a new crawfish tank, yes, and I needed supplies.
Yes.
You can't get anything that is non-essential for a month. Really? I tried ordering a new filter for the tank, plants, lights, all this other stuff. They won't ship anything if it's not deemed essential. So if you're ordering like groceries or anything that is like household goods that you're going to need, they'll prioritize that and they'll rush it and you'll still get it within a day or two. Or if it's already stocked in your area, mm-hmm, they'll get it to you in a day or two. But let's say, so like our big hub, we have a little headquarters and a warehouse here.
Yeah.
But our big hub is in Vegas. If you're ordering things from the Vegas hub, they're not going to pull it. They're going to pull all of the priority stuff first.
Got it. Okay.
So that's why they're like, we're already, because nobody can leave their house. Everyone's ordering on Amazon.
Yeah.
They're like, we can't handle the volume we already have. And then they were thinking about Prime Day. They're like, There's no way to do it. We logistically can't pull it off. So they're considering, typically it takes place in July. They're considering freezing it until the virus left kind of blows over.
Yeah.
Which we don't know when
that's going to be.
Yeah. Honestly, can we just freeze time? Can we just say, you know what? What day is it? April 6th?
Mm-hmm.
Can we just say, all right, April 6th is the day that we left off. Nothing counts after this until we can all leave our houses again, and then it's April 7th. I don't care if it's November, it's April 7th.
I will say to the delivery drivers out there, I spent all weekend just staring outside my window,
uh-huh,
like a crazy person.
I just want my things.
And I just watched all these drivers back and forth.
All day.
I mean, they are busy. Mm-hmm. They are hauling stuff.
They really are.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what. Our Grubhub drivers, our Amazon drivers, they have all worked
there.
But I can't imagine how slammed they are right now because everyone is getting things directly to their door.
I think one of the drivers also, they realized I was staring. It was across the street, and he kept looking over towards my house,
mm-hmm,
and I had like the blinds kind of partially open, and I was just like staring at them, living my life.
You do know that is like full dad behavior,
oh,
right?
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah. My dad used to just sit in the front window,
yeah,
and he'd like pick his nose and his belly button, and he'd just be like, you'll never believe what those neighbors are doing. Like, all day long. Like, he was a one-man neighborhood watch.
Yeah.
My entire time growing up.
That's what has happened to me.
And finally, this is a real quick story, but I had to tell it for John. Fast and the Furious franchise is kind of planning out what their next movies are,
sure,
you know, because they're not going to let that franchise die at this point. We're in too deep now.
Yeah.
Well, they're trying to figure out, because every time, they can't just keep blowing up cars. They have to one-up it, so they'll add, like, a huge star to the cast or whatever. And the huge star that they're currently courting, the one that they would like to bring into the fold, Tom Cruise. I know how much you love Tom Cruise.
I am the founding member of Cruise Crew, the Tom Cruise fan club for Utah.
Whack.
And I'm okay with this. I think it sounds fantastic. He'll be great. I'm sure he'll be a side character. He'll be hilarious. He'll bring some action. He'll probably run with very great posture at some point in it. And that's all I want out of my Tom Cruise. Don't you look at me like that.
I just hate him. I hate his face. I can't stand seeing him in anything.
Nope.
I'm just not. I can't get on board.
Cruise Crew!
And, like, listen, I know how childish that is.
Uh-huh.
I understand that.
Do you?
I do.
Okay.
But what do you want me to do, man? I just don't like the guy.
His role in Tropic Thunder is fantastic.
Yeah. But, I mean, you couldn't make Tropic Thunder now.
Oh, no.
No, sir. That's your showbiz beat.
Thanks, Jackson.